This is The Takeaway. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry for part of this week. There is a lot going on at the Olympics on the ice. Men's hockey, women's hockey, rolling over their opponents, figure skating and ice dancing, and 26.3 million viewers tuning into primetime broadcast. Well, we at The Takeaway have been wondering what impact this burst of enthusiasm for winter sports is having on the American public. People are inspired by Evan Lysacek's gold medal performance. So Femme Oke, our own Takeaway correspondent, went off to Woolman Ice Rink in Central Park in New York. Femi, what did you find out when you went there?
And also former skater. Good morning, everybody. Nice to see you. So Woolman Ice Rink is a very famous ice rink. It is in Central Park, the southern part of Central Park. It's one of the most famous ice rinks in the whole of the world. If you look at thetakeaway.org, you'll see some of the pictures I took there yesterday morning. The U.S. Federation, the governing body for all of U.S. figure skating, is the body that looks after all figure skating in the whole of the U.S. Their biggest program is actually at this ice rink, so it's a really good place to go. 4,000 skaters in the academy, 70 teachers. So I asked the young people there yesterday morning, are they watching the Olympics? What impact is it having on them?
I watch the Olympics. I replay it to see how they get up and jump and how they recover from falls.
Now they like to act out the performances, that's for sure. They the family room becomes an ice skating rink, let's just say that much.
I look at all the tricks and neat things they do, and I use them, and that's how I improve my skating.
Now that's a couple of inspired kids there you met on the
ice. Yeah, that's Sophie, and then also we have little Martin Fierro there, 8 and 9 years old. They're very inspiring. I'm thinking, well, obviously the kids are enjoying the skating, but how do we get data and hard figures? Really, is watching skating on TV during the Winter Olympics, does that have a bump in terms of membership? And Susie Worley is the Senior Director of Membership for US Figure Skating. She calls what happens during the Olympics the Olympic buzz.
The year after the Olympics, our basic skills membership normally increases between 11 and 40%. So that is what we have seen historically. So every 4 years, our membership receives quite a nice bump.
We've seen all these stars in the past. She talks about a nice bump. We've seen stars like Sasha Cohen, gigantic skating stars. Do we have stars now that are inspiring the bump, as she describes it?
Well, Evan Lysacek, obviously, all the kids are wanting to be like him, particularly the little boy skaters. But what was really interesting, I spoke to a pro skater called Wendy Wilkie, and she's a coach at the Olympic rink there at Woolman Ice Rink. And she says that the biggest bump ever for skaters were two skaters that you probably might not think of initially, and that takes us back to 1994.
A long time ago, when everyone was watching the Nancy Kerrigan, Tonya Harding, that one year I saw more kids and more skaters come to the rink than any other Olympic year. And if you ask some of the other coaches, they'll say the same thing. People before that year, I think if you said the word axle, they thought would think you were talking about a car. But after that year, they understood it could either be a car or a jump in the air.
Or a jump in the air. Nancy Kerrigan and Tonya Harding carries other connotations. But Femi, before we go, how's your axle?
Have you heard of a triple axel?
I have.
And a double toe loop?
And you can do both?
I can do neither.
You can do neither.
But watch this afternoon. We have Merrill Davis and Charlie White from US Team America. They are skating their pants off this afternoon. And they're number two so far in the original dance.
Great sound from Central Park, Femi. Okay, thanks so much.
You're very welcome.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With 3 updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging and an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.